When, like, you're a lot to handle. What's that like?
When I'm a lot to handle?
Yeah. You know, when you come over places there and then it's like, fuck, what is it called?
I don't fucking know.
Like, damn, I can't remember the word. When, like, you come somewhere and then, that sounds so bad, okay.
Nut somewhere? No, when you nut?
No. I just read, like, I don't even know what I'm saying, man. Like, I'm just trying to say, like, you're needy. When you, like, go to someone's house, like, you're locked to, like,
handle. Because I asked you to move the fucking coffee pot full of tea so I could put the mic there?
I make you tea. And then you're like, nah, it's not even good taste enough. And
you didn't steep it long enough. You no even way. Admitted it.
Make your own fucking tea. Fuck.
Anyways, hi, podcast world.
Are we already starting?
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Recorded everything.
I was wondering, that. I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, anyways, this is my friend Sandra.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
You kind of got, like, a glimpse of what she's like.
What I'm like? What do you mean? Yeah. A glimpse of what you are like in real life.
That's so fucked up. Okay, so anyways, Sandra, how do we meet? When did we meet? When was it? It was high school? Was it grade 10 or grade 9?
Grade 10, I think. Yeah, because what was a class? Like, we took, like, some digital...
No, we didn't. That was... Nah, that was with... what's his face?
With
that was
Brandon.
That was a complete... No. It was English class, and we had to sit front row center.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I totally forgot about that.
And, yeah, so we met in high school in English class, and we were front row center. And I forget who our teacher was, but I think she had the short hair.
Man, she literally... I always got in trouble, because you and... Who would you talk to? You and Connor, I think.
Me and Coco.
Yeah. You guys would always talk, and I would get in trouble. And I was like, I didn't fucking make a sound. Like, it wasn't even me.
I just want to let everybody know that's listening to this, that this is... 100% accurate, and she did take the fall for us on multiple occasions. Man, yeah. It was the funniest thing. It just became an ongoing joke throughout high school, and then, like, we basically just became, like, really, really good friends after that. Like, we had so many classes together.
Yeah, we actually, like, did.
Yeah, and we hung out a lot, and then, like, your mom fell in love with me.
Okay, that's chill. She just likes Josh's laugh. I don't know if you guys ever heard Josh's laugh on the podcast.
If you listen to my fucking podcast, you would hear me laughing.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to be honest, guys. I'd never listened to any of your podcasts, so.
I don't even know what to say to that because, like, I'm a little bit hurt.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't listen to anyone's podcast. Like, the only podcast I have on my phone is, like, literally, like, medical podcast.
She's fake.
Fuck you. I'm being honest about it. At least I'm not like, oh, yeah, like, I listen to it all the time and don't.
Okay, so what would you say is our greatest memory together? What was our best time together?
Fuck. Am I allowed to swear on this, by the way?
No, Sandra, you can't fucking swear. No, yes, you can swear.
Man, honestly, I can't even remember, like, high school anymore, so I don't know.
You don't remember high school? I mean, that's when I peaked, of course I would remember it. No, I think one of the best memories was, oh, fuck, all I'm remembering, well, while I'm sitting here in your house, is I'm just remembering that fucking house party where, like, my face was raped by a girl, and I did not consent to it at all. Those next level fuckery that happened that night.
Man, there was so much shit that went down at this house and this party. Like, literally, oh my god. I was grounded for 3 months after that. Like, literally no phone, nothing. Like, it was fucked.
Was it worth it, though?
You know what?
Now that I said that, I have so many good stories. I want to tell one, but I don't know if it's appropriate. Nah, fuck it. I'm going to tell it anyways.
Wait, does it include me?
No, it includes your old best friend.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we can.
And then a man who I will keep nameless. So anyways, we're coming to, like, the end of, like, the night-ish. And, like...
Oh, my... I know what you're talking about.
And I have, like... I talked to the group of guys that I was with before, and we're like, okay, we're going to Uber out at this time, and we're going to go and fucking go home. So it's, like... I don't know what time it would be. So we're all, like, grouped together. We call the Uber. Uber's going to be here in, like, 5 minutes, so I'm gathering up the guys. And I go to gather them up, and then, like, we're missing one. And I'm like, yo, for the sake of this, I'm going to call him...
I don't even know.
I'm going to call him Colin. Let's call him Colin. I don't know why Colin's coming to mind, but there was no Colins there at the party, so.
Yeah, you're good.
I feel like we'll be fine with a Colin. So let's say Colin. So I'm looking for Colin, right? I say Colin too many times. I'm annoyed with saying that name. Anyways, so on the search for Colin, and we are, I'm going like through like all the rooms and shit like that.
Did you walk in? And then like,
I'm about to get to it.
Sorry.
So I go through like all the houses, and the only room that is left is Sandra's bedroom.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, and I like knock on the door, and then like there's like no answer. So I'm just like, fuck it. I'm gonna just like creep myself in. So I open up the door.
Yeah, my door doesn't have locks.
And the door doesn't have locks. Obviously, that's why. And so I open up the door, and then all I see is my dude buck ass naked with his schlong completely out, and like just like the way that he was like making eye contact with me, right? And he was the craziest shit. He was making eye contact with me, and like his like ass was sticking out like he was going in for a thrust.
Oh my god. Ew.
And and like I'm like, don't do it, man. I like, don't do it. And he's still making eye contact with me, and he slowly starts thrusting, and I'm like,
don't do it.
I'm like, don't. The Uber's going to be here in 2 minutes. And then he just starts jackhammering this shit, and I'm like, all right, that's enough for me. I'm out. I closed the door. We left without him. I don't know how he got home. Colin, to this day, I still don't know how you got home or if you even remember. But your name isn't even Colin, so I don't even know if you're listening. But if you are, dude, I know you know what I'm talking about. That's a great story.
Man, I didn't see
that.
That
was just so interesting. What a
after that. That was so whack.
Mm-hmm. That was a good story. That was a good time. So, like, so much shit happened at that party. Yeah. I might as well tell the part about like where I went in to go get alcohol from my bag that was in that back room on the right.
Yeah.
And I was swindled by a group of girls who locked the door and locked me in with, we'll call her Brittany. Her name wasn't Brittany.
I can't remember who this was. Oh my God. Yeah. And then after like on, oh yeah.
Yeah. So like I went in there with a fucking solo cup, and I was just trying to get the alcohol from my bag to make myself a drink. Next thing I know, I'm locked in with this girl, and like I try to get out, and I just like sit down on the bed, but like the girls, like they were holding the door, and I was just like, okay. So I just like sat down on the bed, and then she turned off the lights and jumped on top of me and started making out with me, and then I was just like,
were the girls just like watching? Like,
I would hope not.
Yeah, like I'm
so, I feel like at that point, if they were just watching and getting turned on, they might as well have just jumped in.
Oh,
which
my God,
didn't happen.
I don't feel like they were enjoying it.
So I feel like they were just like outside and just like trying to like, I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
Oh, okay, I thought
anyways,
they like locked themselves inside with her.
No, they were holding the door from the other side, so I couldn't get out.
Oh my God.
Anyways, completely non-consensual, which is totally not okay. So I ended up getting up and then just like leaving. And I ended up coming back out and sitting down with my friends. And then she came back out, and she ended up sitting on my lap, and she started making out with me again. And I was just like, you know what? Fine. I'll accept it this time. Now that it's like, now that I'm not in like a private setting and I don't feel like it's awkward, I'm about to flex this. So I started making out with her.
How is it like less awkward for you to do it in a public setting rather than doing it with like doors closed?
Because the thing was, at the time, I was still recovering from a breakup.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I was like, I wasn't like in the mood to like do anything further with her.
Yeah, true.
Like, it's not like I wasn't like,
you should have though. That would have been a good rebound.
It's not like I wasn't attracted to her or anything. I just like, I felt like this overwhelming amount of guilt just like taking a fat shit on my chest, and I was just like, nah, this ain't it, chief. So I walked out of there. Anyways, that was the same night as the whole, a whole lot of things went down that night.
A lot of shit went down that night.
People were fucking in your bottom room, like,
yeah, they broke my bed. Man, guys, you don't understand. All the beds in my house were broken. Everyone, like, I don't even fucking know. All my bed frames were literally broken. It was so bad. Actually, no, sorry, my bed wasn't. But, like, all the other beds were literally broken. Like, it was fucked.
Just know that first story happened in your bed, though. You know that, right?
What, like the, oh yeah, I know, I like didn't sleep in that bed for like a good couple weeks after that. Like, I was like, took off all the covers like right after it happened, and like, I'm pretty sure I like sanitized the whole mattress because I was like,
that was, what a good fucking time. We should do that again.
No, it's someone else's house, not my house.
No, that was that. That was like super fucking like interesting. What else? Oh my god, that was when we had like our like one of the homies DJing downstairs, and he was like, he turned your couch around and wouldn't let anybody in the back.
Oh, wasn't that?
And he put on like these fake headphones and he started pretending to DJ.
Oh my god,
that was so good.
And the best is like, hey, so like my mom had these little bottles and they're like medicine from Poland. Like she brought them over. And it's just like, it not like no alcohol was in it, but they like look like bottles. And Nate, like, he thought that it was alcohol, so he drank them all. And what, I was like, they? Why? Like, why would you even think that? Like, it's literally medication. And he was just chugging it. Like, he chugged all of them.
Oh, no.
And he used my glass, like, my crystal, like, glasses. But he didn't break any, like, thankfully.
Well, I would hope not. This kind of, did he ask you first, or did he just do it?
He just did it. Like, I caught him, and I was like, stop. And, like,
nah, that's rude as fuck. Like, going into, I saw this one video of this one dude who like reamed a girl out for taking his chocolate milk out of his fridge.
I saw that.
Yo, like, that's so, some people just like, obviously, like when you're drunk and you're at a party, like obviously things get out of hand and it's like easy to make mistakes and like not even be considerate. But like, you should always try your best to like have manners at least.
Yeah, that's so true.
And just like, just ask before doing anything, especially like if it's in your own house, fuck it, do whatever you want.
Yeah, go wild.
But
house.
Like if it's not your house and somebody has invited you over to theirs, at least be like gracious enough to do them the courtesy of asking them like if you can take something of theirs.
Man, on this table, I don't know if you'll see, like literally someone popped open one of their beer bottles on this table. Like there's a mark.
No.
I can't find it, but like it's
did
somewhere.
You guys get it redone somewhere?
No, my parents like never side? Noticed because we always have like something covering it, but like, oh my god, literally, like our school was so bad for being like destructive. I think like some of the guys.
Oh yeah, I know.
Like thankfully, no one like punched a hole in the wall, but like normally they would. Like, why was that a thing in high school? Like boys punching holes in walls.
I don't know. Do you remember? Do you remember when I used to have like things at my house and like we had that big ass fucking minion?
Yeah.
I had that big minion toy that I won at Canada's Wonderland.
Yeah.
Bro, like they turned on Mortal Kombat and proceeded to like literally fist fuck my that minion doll. The minion got absolutely just raped. There's no other way to put it. Like fists were flying into him, feet. Like at one point I saw a nut. Like I don't know what happened. It was disgusting. But at the end of it, obviously I had to throw out the minion. The minion got destroyed. Like the minion got destroyed.
Man.
It was yeah.
Did you cry about it?
No, I didn't actually. Honestly, I was kind of relieved because like that thing was just a pain in my ass because
true,
every time
so
like
good.
I would invite anybody over, it would just get pulled out and people just start throwing it around and shit and knocking shit over.
Oh my god.
You know how I have like the pool table in the basement?
Mm-hmm.
So Julian, that motherfucker, I don't know why it's been an ongoing joke since like grade 10. Julian, if you're listening to this, fuck you.
Does he like, listen to your podcast?
Yeah, he does. Well,
Julian,
I hope he does.
You.
I hope he does. I mean, he used to. I don't fucking know if he does anymore. Anyways, he takes the pool balls and he hides them throughout my house. Like literally grade 10 or 11, like I had something at my house, you know, parents were gone, whatever. And like I thought I had everything clean. They come back the next morning, like my mom opens up like the coffee drawer or something like that to get like, and she finds a fucking pool ball there and she's like, "Josh, why the fuck is there a red pool ball?"
That's actually a joke.
In the cupboard.
Oh,
and I was like, I'll be honest with you, Mom. You caught me. Okay, I have no excuse for that. I had a party. She was like, "So you didn't just have the guys over, like you had a party." I was like, "Yeah." They're like, "All right, well, next time tell us you're having a fucking party." My parents are actually like super, super understanding when it comes to stuff like that because like I really don't hide things from them like ever. Like, I just kind of tell them what I'm going to do, and they're like, all right, cool.
Yeah, my parents have just been disappointing me ever since I threw that party. They still bring it up. Every time they leave for vacation or anything, they're like, if you throw another fucking party, you're dead. I'm like, man, I'm 21. I have, like, 5 friends. Like, it wouldn't even, like, be count. Like, it wouldn't count as a party.
Motherfucker, I'm 21, and I've had 3 friends since the end of high school. Fuck you. Don't make me feel bad about
myself.
Yeah,
so you
Mom.
Went to, like, the, like, random, like, Where'd you go again? Saskatoon?
Okay, Saskatchewan. Thank you.
Sorry,
and it wasn't Saskatoon.
I don't know. I remember.
You just brought me Vietnam flashbacks. I don't want that.
Yeah, man. If you were there, like, how would you have friends? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't. I felt alone. That's when I got depression.
Well, it makes sense.
And then I started watching Naruto, which is really fucking cool, by the way, guys. If you guys haven't watched Naruto yet, or anime in general, you're missing out. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't watch any anime. I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to slowly but surely convert you. I'll put you on, like, Attack on Titan or something like that. Like, something easy. And then, like, you'll be like, this is fucking dope.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I just like cartoons. Not really my thing.
Okay. Cartoons, bro? Like, it's not like some Saturday morning Looney Tunes shit.
You know what? Okay, like, you know on TikTok, they have that whole, like, anime kind of thing going.
No.
And you don't?
Like, I have TikTok, but, like, I really don't use it.
I've seen, like, it, like, comes up, and I just find it odd. Like, the whole cosplay of anime and stuff. Like, I don't know. It's just, for me, I'm like, why?
Hey, boy, this hoe got me fucked up. This hoe talking about she finna stay tonight because it's too much snow on her car. Bitch, please.
Go. Why is your phone? Oh, do you have like a special screen?
I do. It's so like people. Sick. It's so people can't creep it. And a lot of people are like, "Oh, that's super sketchy." But like, keep this in mind. I didn't put it on there. This is a hand-me-down from my brother. So I haven't touched it.
Okay.
I haven't done anything with it. My other phone, I didn't have anything on it, and that shit was broken.
Man, this 6S right here has been with me for like. When did 6S come out?
I don't know. Is that an OtterBox?
No, it's like one that you can like put the wallet. It's a spec. I've had this phone. It's been in the toilet twice. I dropped it in the water in the beach. And like just like everything's happened. And this thing has not cracked.
So it's been through some shit.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
No. It's like for girls, you know, when like you put your phone in your back pocket and then you pull your pants down.
And you take a fat shit on your phone.
Oh my God. It falls in every single time. It was
so
like,
why don't you take your phone out of your pocket?
Man, it's usually when I'm drunk and I have to pee really bad. Like, you know when you break the seal and you're like, no, I have to pee, like, right now.
Yeah.
That's when it happens.
That's so unfortunate you guys have to, like, go through all that work to pull down your pants and shit. I just kind of, like, unbutton the zipper and I just, like, whoosh.
Yeah, it must be fucking nice. Apparently you can get things for girls that it's literally, like, it's, like, peeing out of a dick. I don't
Ew.
Know. Yeah. It's like for, I guess it's like if you're driving or something. I don't know. Someone told me.
Like a pee bag?
No, it's like it's like a cup thing and then it like comes out. So like, I don't even know. Someone was telling me about me when I was like driving from Timmins to London. They're like, you should just get that thing so you don't even have to stop for like a bathroom break. Like, I don't even know. I wish I knew what it was called. Okay, I'm going to try to.
No, okay. Well, that is literally the equivalent of like, you know what like those people have in the hospital when they can't relieve themselves? So they need to have that...
A catheter?
Is that what it's called? Where the piss literally just flows out of them?
You have to, like, put something in.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the same thing as, like,
I
catheter.
Feel like that's what you're talking about.
No, it's not, because catheters, you have to actually, like, stick it up there. You don't have to stick this up. You literally just, like...
You just pee? So it's like peeing in a bottle. Peeing
yeah,
in, like, an empty
but it
bottle,
makes,
but for
it
a
lets
girl.
Girls actually be able to pee in the bottle.
Okay, but why would you want that sloshing around in between your legs?
You
I would just
like,
I
you
would
just
honestly
do it
just
when you have to pee. You don't have it like on you at all times. It's not like you wear it as like
I see when I think there's a cup down there, I'm thinking immediately a jock strap. And you guys are peeing into a fucking jock strap and you're just letting it sit there and manifest.
I'm going to look it up.
I feel like that's how yeast infections start. You just sit in your own piss.
Why do we like no, it's to like what? Why would you sit
what?
In the pee?
Because that's what you said. You
no,
said there's a cup
like,
in between your legs
like
and you fucking
it's
pee
like a
and
cup
that's
thing,
it.
And then it turns into like, I don't even know, like a tube. And it just like, so you can relieve yourself. It's actually pretty smart if you think about it, if people use it the right way.
Yo, sometimes peeing, damn, that shit feels good though. Yo, you ever had to pee so badly that you're like starting to sweat, but when you pee, you're like, this is like,
oh my God,
this is
yeah.
like,
feels so
this
good.
Is like borderline orgasm. This is like, this feels great.
Man, one time when I was driving to Timmins, I literally, so after like a certain spot, like there's one town and after that it's like dead, like literally nothing.
What town? Because I would know.
I forget what it's called. It's like 2 hours away from Timmins.
Is that Sudbury?
No.
After Sudbury, then, well, I guess like Barrie's close to Sudbury. Like
no,
two
no,
hours
it's
away.
Like past that. It's, my friend lives there. I can't fucking remember where.
Oro Mendonte? Is that what the fuck?
Oro Mendonte is not that far.
It's like 2.5 hours.
New Liskeard. Sorry, that's what the town's called. New Liskeard. Okay. So New Liskeard, after you pass that, like literally nothing. Like you're lucky if you get a gas station. Like it's just dead. Like it's just fields and like nothing.
Do you not just take them? Do you take the back roads?
No, man. Like after... How, like,
so the way that I always went is like when I was up in Timmins, we took Timmins and then I went back to Sudbury. And Sudbury took the main highways all the way down. In the winter, Sudbury
driving is so dangerous on that highway.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, man. It's
so I drove much it worse. So many times. No.
You drove in the dead ass winter?
Yeah, I did for Christmas break multiple times while I was up there.
Anyways, so I don't go that way because I would just go like the way that I go. And so after the certain
time, I just drive over the fucking lake.
I'm trying to tell my story. I've been trying to say this fucking story for like 10 minutes. Now it's not going to be so good. Like, people are going to be like, why did I
wait? I can't wait to be disappointed with the story. Okay. Continue.
So literally, we were talking about peeing and like how, like, when you really have to pee. So I had to pee really badly. And there's no bushes. Like, there's literally nothing. So I was like, okay, like, I have nowhere to pull over because it's open roads. Like, someone's going to see my bare ass. Literally went to the first gas station I could find, which was like an hour. Like, finally, like, what, 1 hour away from Timmins. They wouldn't let me pee in the bathroom. They're like, you have to be a customer. And I sold like a full tank of gas because I filled in like.
Did you just buy a bag of chips?
Man, literally, like, no, we don't have one. It's only for employees. And I was like, okay, yeah, great. So I literally drove 2 hours without fucking peeing. I had to wait all the way till I got back, like, back into residence. And then I literally got a UTI because I held in my pee for 2 fucking hours. And my pee literally lasted like 10 minutes, I think. It was fucked.
You probably could have just pulled over and suffered the embarrassment of like that one car driving. Man,
it's
dead ass
winter too, though. Like, it's freezing.
Yeah, write your name with your pee. Just try it. It'd be fun as fuck.
It doesn't work like that for girls. You have to like squat down. It's not like you just like stand and like.
See, I got perfect control over my wang. I'm out here drawing names and shit. One time, I depicted a starry night just with my pee. It was great. It was awesome.
Yeah. See, I don't have that privilege. Like, I can't do that. So it's not fair. Like.
I don't have the luxury of of recreating Starry Night with my pee. I don't have the luxury, Josh. I don't know. I really don't. Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've ever done? Like, just what's the craziest thing?
Craziest? Like, in what context?
In every context. Like, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? Like, if it was jumping out of a fucking plane, it was jumping out of a plane. If it was reading a book on a Saturday night, it was reading a book on a Saturday night. That's just crazy. It's literally any sort of context.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, what I can say.
You can say anything. Like, literally anything. Treat this microphone as your personal diary.
Man, I don't want everyone to know everything about me.
I'm going to let everybody know everything about me. Why the fuck would I not? I think my stories are so funny, and I'm just... My comedic presence is underrated. I'm just going to say that right now.
Oh, my goodness. What's the crazy... I don't fucking know, Josh. My life's boring as fuck.
So is mine. But, like, I have some interesting stories.
Okay, you go first, and I'll think about one.
Okay, I got this. Okay, so this one... I think I already told this story on the podcast world. I think this was... this was one of my times where I was in... I was just a youngin', right? I was just in grade 8. And I was... it's not, like, the craziest thing I've ever done... probably one of the funniest.
Okay.
So I was at my girlfriend's ex-girlfriend's house. X.
Yeah, I don't even know how many exes you have, man.
Like three. So my first girlfriend that I had, by the way, complete psychopath.
What is she up to nowadays?
I don't know. I blocked her on everything like 8 years ago and I haven't turned back yet.
I just feel like she has like the craziest like stories within high school I'd heard about, like hear about her. Like she just like did some whack shit.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised. This has like literally like bare minimum to do with her. This has like vast majority to do with me and the fact that I'm a fucking pretentious asshole. So what had happened was she was like, oh, like, I want to do, like a cute, like, dinner thing with you. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, I'll come over there. And she's like, oh, I want to make you food. And I was like, all right, cool beans. I'll come over there. So I get over there. She makes me fucking a tuna salad sandwich.
Ew!
First of all, I don't even like tuna salad sandwiches. I've never tried it before. And let me tell you something. I've never went back after eating this one because that was, like, the most disgusting and vile shit. But, you know, I was young. I was dumb. I was like, you know what? I've probably eaten worse things in life.
Man, she's also
I could go through it.
She's also like, what, 13, 14 years old? She probably doesn't know how to fucking cook.
Oh, 100%. So I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I was expecting like some keg dinner. I was about to show up there. God. I got like a filet mignon wrapped in bacon, like, maybe double like baked potato.
Mac and cheese at least.
Like, nah, dude. I got tuna salad sandwiches.
I hate those.
Fucking terrible. Anyways, like, after I forced myself to eat this tuna salad sandwich, and after forcing myself to not regurgitate it, I like an hour and a half later, I'm like watching a movie with her in bed, and like all of a sudden my stomach like just like it was like no bueno. It was like,
oh,
dude,
God.
You got it. Like, nature's calling, and it's calling like heavy. Like, oh, you gotta go.
I think you've told me about this.
Yeah, I probably have. Honestly, it's one of my funnier stories. So I go to the washroom, right? And I'm in there for like shit, like 10, 15 minutes. And I mean, like, I fucking Hiroshima'd that toilet. Like, oh, I dropped the biggest bomb ever. And it wasn't even like, wasn't even like a sturdy bomb. Like, the shit was like, oh man, it was
not
good.
That's so gross.
Yeah, I'm sorry for all that. I'm gonna try to keep it like as clean
man,
as
like,
possible.
Man, like, why are you trying to pick like
me? Anyways, I'm not gonna throw adjectives. I'm not gonna throw adjectives into this little toilet bowl that I decimated.
I'm not trying to visualize this, Josh.
So anyways, 15 minutes goes by and I finally get off the toilet and I go to flush it. This, keep in mind, this was a 3-wiper. I had to like 3 wipes. So there's a decent bit of toilet paper in there as well. So go to flush the toilet. First time, boom, didn't go down. My heart starts racing. I'm like, ah shit. This could be no bueno. This could be bad.
Oh my God.
I wait a little bit. Boom, flush it again. 2 times, not going down. And I'm like, damn, dude. Like, now my heart's like really going. Like, I got anxiety. Like, I'm like, oh fuck. What did I just do? So I'm like, this is it. This is the last one before it's going to overflow. And I was like, yo, I'm going to risk it for the biscuit. Flushed it a 3rd time. Boom. Didn't fucking work. Okay. It was to the brim. And like, it was like verge of like any like millimeter higher overflowing.
Oh my God.
So, you know, thinking of escape plans, I was like, oh, it's too high for me to jump out of this window.
Was there no plunger?
No.
Man.
No, and I wasn't about to use a plunger after I filled it to the brim. So, I sprayed the little Febreze thing. I put the toilet cover on. I went back into the room, and I was like, hey, babe, I really don't feel good. Can you take me home? Her mother drives me all the way back home. Like 30 minutes later, I get a text message. And she says, oh my fucking God. And I was like, this is it. This is where I go down like the Hindenburg. Or is that what's called, the Hindenburg? That big blimp that fucking went down?
I have no idea.
Fuck. Either way, whatever. You all know what I'm talking about. That big fucking helium balloon that caught fire and just went down. Poof. So I'm like thinking, this is it. I'm about to die. This is it. My life's over. I'm about to be exposed. My shit's going to be everywhere.
Oh my God.
It's going to be terrible. Shit's literally hitting the fan in every sense of the term. So I was like, what? ... And she's like, my fucking brother destroyed our toilet.
That's fucking it.
And I was like, I can't believe he did that. And she was like, yeah, and he's not owning up to it either. And I was like, what a terrible fucking guy. Like,
oh my God.
This is her 8-year-old brother. I'm like, fucking crazy, ridiculous. He should be grounded. Yo, little man, I don't know if you listened to this at all. I hope you stumble upon it one day. I'm so fucking sorry that I did you so dirty and got you grounded for like a week. That was literally my fault. But yeah, that was the shit story. That was one of the craziest. That was one of the craziest experiences of my life.
That's actually fucking jokes, as if.
Yeah.
Poor guy took the blame for you.
Yeah, just like you took the blame in English class.
Yeah, fuck, man. I was abused in that class.
Okay. You were abused in that class. Shut up.
What's the class that we had with Brandon?
That was Comtech.
I literally did... Oh, yeah, Comtech. I literally did your guys' projects. I did brand.
That's bullshit. No, you did not do my fucking project.
I
actually did help.
I was so good in that class. And then,
no, you were good because our teacher was a fucking pervert.
Yeah, man, he actually kind of was, like...
Kinda.
All the time.
Understatement.
Like, I had chalk on my butt, and he's like, oh, like, he looks like... He's like, Sandra, yeah, you have something in your butt. You might just want to, like, get it right there. And I was like, okay, thanks.
He was like, yeah, keep doing it. He's like, oh, a little bit more to the left.
Yeah.
No, you got to bend over to get that spot.
He's also short, too. He was also, like, what, like, 5 foot, maybe?
Okay, over-exaggeration. He was, like, 5'5".
Okay, I'm 5'8". Like, I've been 5'8".
Yeah, he was years. Like 5'5". He was just a short guy.
I feel like his head was, like, at my shoulders.
Yeah, so I would put him at 5'5".
I guess. Yeah.
True. Nah, maybe, like, 5'4". You got a big-ass forehead.
Fuck you. Oh, another thing. Josh has always called me 5-head my whole life.
Well, that's like, some I'm cool shit, guys. I'm
and I literally still, like, so self-conscious. Like, you don't even understand how much I contour my, like... literal forehead every time I go out now.
Hey, listen.
But it's normal. It's 4 fingers on my, like, forehead.
Nah, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
It's fucking 5.
Man, fuck you. That's why I got bangs. Because of Josh.
I just want to let everybody know that I'm not the asshole that she makes me out to be. Yes. I say everything. Like, if I make fun of you, it's because I like you. It's because, like, you're my friend and I think you can handle it. If I didn't like you, I wouldn't poke fun at you.
So if he makes you cry, don't worry. That's just his friendship.
So if you cry tonight in bed, just know I like you.
Fucking asshole. Because it makes me self-conscious. It's just because we're friends.
It's just because it is. It is.
Yeah, you know, just a regular toxic friendship. I love it.
Oh, okay. Toxic. A little bit excessive. I show nothing but gratitude and love when it is needed.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just funny. I'm great.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying.
Your humor is literally just picking on other people.
My humor,
you're, like, you're the one who finds yourself funny.
Hey. listen, if I'm not my own biggest fan, who will be? That's what I think.
I guess. You know what?
I ain't got no fans. Only haters in denial.
That's not true. Isn't this like a fan thing? Like technically, yeah, podcast I guess, and yeah. How many people listen to your podcast? Like 5? Like
when I was bumping? No, like around like 80 to 90.
Really?
Yeah. When it was, when like I did this like a year ago. The last one I like just like recently put it back out there with like no announcement or anything like that. And it has 9 plays so far. So like that was 2 days ago, which isn't like bad. But... I need to like bring it back and like advertise it more, yeah, I guess. Like true. especially on my like active social accounts.
Yeah, how many like social accounts do you have?
No, like I have like 2 personal social accounts that like you know that I don't use.
Yeah.
Like my IG, like I'll use it more than Twitter. Like really? My personal Twitter. But like my like not personal Twitter and like my not personal Instagram are completely the opposite. Like okay. I overindulge in Twitter and underindulge in Instagram.
That's funny.
I just feel like I just have more of a following on Twitter, on my non-personal. And like I just tweet some Twitter. Funny shit.
Twitter's the best app. Like how many years has it been around?
And no, it's just been like since like 2007, no?
Yeah, and like look, Facebook died, but like Twitter's just always been good.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up.
Like I've never complained about it. Do you have like a picture? Like, do people know what you look like when they listen to your podcast?
No, they don't. But like, most of the people that listen to my podcast either like watch my streams, like they know me in real life,
okay,
or like follow me on some sort True. Of social. So like, they have an idea of like what okay. I look like.
Because like, you know, when you listen to like radio shows and you always wonder what they actually look like, mm. and then you actually see them in person and you're like, oh, that is not who I would have put like with
yeah.
the voice, like match them. I would never.
Yeah, this one dude that I play with, or I used to like play Apex with, my dude sounded like hella black. Like, yo, like my dude straight sounded like dark 90% cocoa, dark racist? Chocolate. No, I'm not. Like, his voice was so deep.
Mm.
And like, you know how Pete sounds?
Yeah.
How it's like this and like,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly weird. How Pete sounds. But I saw a picture of him. This guy is a skinny 5'7" white boy.
No way. Like,
yeah, crazy. Like white.
Man.
Like my man reflects sun.
Jesus.
My dude could roll in the snow and blend in.
Poor guy. You're just like, what if he listens to this?
I hope you do. I hope you do.
Jesus. Yeah, I always wonder, like, if people were just hear my voice, like, what they would think I'd look like. Because I feel I have a high-pitched voice.
No, your voice isn't high-pitched compared to other girls.
But you know when, like, you listen to your voice, and it's, like, a lot higher and, like, more annoying than you actually think it is?
Like, when you listen to yourself on the cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the cell phone has a really shitty microphone, and it's not an accurate representation of what you actually sound like. So, this microphone, it's not, like, professional grade or anything like that, but, like, when I actually make it sound like you're supposed to sound, like, with no noise, noise reductions and, like, compressors, like, equalization with treble, bass boost, like, anything like that, you sound like you would in real life.
You just use a bunch of fancy words. I don't know anything about technology.
Well, neither do I. I didn't pull it out of my ass either. Like, I sort of know what I'm doing with this audio stuff and, like, the effects that I have to put on to make our voices sound more clear and not as, like, grainy almost.
Okay.
So, because, like...
Yeah, because when I listen to myself in videos and everything, like, I actually cringe. Like, I have to turn it off.
Yeah. That's what I used to, like, think, but then I started making a lot of videos, and I just got used to listening to myself.
And you just love the sound of your voice.
I'm super narcissistic, so, like, yeah, that's why I make this podcast. Like, I just love talking, and, like, I love hearing my voice. I'm plot twist, I'm all 9 of these listeners.
Probably.
That's me. It's me. It's only me.
Did you watch the Don't Fuck With Cats? Like,
no, I didn't.
Okay, so
I don't want to.
Why?
I'm not interested in any of that.
You don't like serial killer documentaries?
No. That shit just, like, turns my stomach upside down.
No, I love it. Oh, yeah, we were almost trying to watch it. Like, I try to watch and you're like, no, we can't watch this.
Yeah, the last thing I want to do is, like, watch some serial killer that's near me, by the way, chop up a poor fucking cat and send it to people.
Man, like,
he did way worse than that. That was just putting it in, like, a nice way for the podcast world to listen to.
Man, it's a good, I like it. It's a good series. It's only 3 episodes.
If you guys want to fuck up yourself mentally and, like, just like, really look down upon what humanity actually has to offer, definitely go watch it. If you want to be more optimistic and just completely avoid it.
But, like, isn't it interesting to see, like, how people can be, like, they're literally something, like, in their head, like, they're missing, like, certain hormones or something that makes them, like, that way.
No, it's not interesting to see.
I think it's so interesting to see.
You should probably get into that field of work then. I think you just found what you love to do.
Dude, I'm literally basically, like, I don't know if you, like, paramedics and stuff, there's so much mental health that we have to deal with now, like.
Yeah, of course. Like, but, like, I thought you meant, like, the whole psychology behind it.
No, I love psychology.
And, like, what made that person tick to the point of, that I feel like. But, like, I just feel like there are so many extremes. Like, it's hard to, like, there's so many cases of things being, like, extremely, extremely bad and, like, not enough cases of being extremely, extremely good. That's what I think.
What do you mean by that?
Like, everything, like, all, like, yeah, well, like, everything, like, what you were just talking about, the whole, what's that thing called?
The
documentary.
Don't Fuck With Cats.
Don't Fuck With Cats. That shit is, like, gaining so much traction because of how dark it is. Like, how extreme humanity can get, like, in, like, the worst direction possible. And people feed into it because they think it's fucking interesting. But, like, why can't I watch a TV show about Don't Fuck With Cats and it just be a cat for 2.5 hours punching the fuck out of a dog because they're trying to play? Why can't I see that extreme of happiness?
There's so much of those videos on YouTube, though. Like, you can watch that all the time. I used to do that all the time. When I was in a bad mood, I just watched, like, funny animal videos.
I used to watch those, too.
Man, do you know those?
Do you remember that, like, hilarious British animal voiceovers? Alan! Al!
Oh, my God,
Alan,
yeah.
Al!
What's that?
Maybe, like, it's not Alan. It's Steve.
Okay, what's that, like, channel where it was literally, like, British people react or something? Like, it was, like, the British men, and they would just, like, do a voiceover of, like, videos and everything. It was fucking jokes.
I have no idea. I don't think I've ever seen that. No, I've seen, like, Aussie Man.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Like, where he's, like, where he just, like, commentates over, like, some bullshit commercial or something. And he's like, nah, that's bullshit.
Maybe not. Something like that. I don't know. I can't think about it.
I don't know. Anyways, what's the craziest fucking thing that you've done?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Like, I literally, when I do things, I forget about them.
Oh, okay.
Until, like, they're brought back in my memory.
I'm, like, low-key just fucking... I don't remember things that I do.
I don't. I have really bad memory.
I just get, like, so turnt and just, like, party all the time. Like,
No, that is
I'm
not
so
me.
Crazy.
That's not me at all. I literally I went out last night, and New Year's didn't really count because I didn't really go out like anywhere.
What did you do last night? Is there any interesting stories? Any cute guys?
No, I went to Jack's. It was dead.
Ooh.
And like
it was dead. Why didn't you go to Wine Wednesday?
Because my friends my friend from Timmins, she came down to London mm-hmm. and was here for the past couple of days. So it was like I was like the plus one, like joining that whole friend group. You know what I mean? Like, and like I didn't mind it. Like we had a good time. Like we had a good group of girls, so it was fun. But like, yeah. I'm trying to think of like what's the craziest thing I've done? Like I don't know. I mean, no, I can't say what I was going to say.
chat, everybody in the podcast world, she fucking, what were you about to say, you bitch?
I can't say it.
What was it?
No, it's just like, I don't know, just, I'm not going to say it. I can't say it on the podcast.
Do I know?
No, it happened like last year. It's not super crazy, but it's probably like the craziest thing I've done like recently.
We gonna find out. Sandra.
Yeah, you have
what
to.
What was it?
You'll have to invite me back to.
No, why would I invite you back?
Because it's like then they'll want to listen to it to find out like what happened. You know what I mean?
It's yeah, like, but like here's the thing. Clickbait. I'm gonna sit here and I don't want to clickbait myself. What the fuck? Because now I'm gonna have to wait. Fuck that.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. That way you have to invite me back, and people will know the story. I just don't know, like...
All right, let's play rock, paper, scissors right now. If I win, you tell the story. If not, clickbait. Just one of one.
No.
Okay, best two out of three then. That way you get a better chance.
No, I'm
let's
not doing it.
Let's flip a coin.
No, I feel like you could cheat it all these ways.
How the fuck could I cheat in flipping a coin? You'd be the one that's flipping it.
Okay, you know what? I have to pee, so I'm going to be right back.
Oh my God, disgusting. Why aren't you using that cup? Why don't you have that cup readily available? That's so... That's so ridiculous. Oh my God. Honestly, so fucked up. What other stories do I have to tell? So I guess I'm just sitting here talking about myself while she comes back. I'm going to speculate on exactly like what I think that it could be. I feel like it could either be like a very, very like explicit like sex story that she had when she was up north or something. Or I think that she got, like, really, really drunk and, like, shit her pants. I feel like those are, like, the only two options that I'm, like, really, like, given here. You know? I feel... Yeah. Yeah. Those are really the only two options. I'm gonna confront her as soon as she comes back. When did I last shit myself? I think the last time I shit myself was actually, like, grade 6 or something like that. Like... I was trying to force out a fart, and I just ended up just like, it's like a little turtle head kind of thing came up and just really fucked my day. I actually ended up going home because of it. I didn't want to be there anymore. I was just like, fuck it, might as well. So I just ended up walking home, didn't tell anybody, just ended up not showing back up to class. Talking about a time. Okay, so I've narrowed it down to either two extremes. So either you have a really explicit sex story that happened up north, or you got so drunk that you shit yourself. It's either two of those extremes.
No, I've never, like, shit myself.
That's so... I was just talking about the last time I shit myself, and it was in grade 6.
Really?
Yeah.
I think one time I was at a sleepover, like, maybe when I was, like, elementary school for sure, and I was at my friend's house. And do you ever have, like, a really vivid dream? Like, I don't know what happened.
Like a lucid dream? Like, where you genuinely feel like you're there?
Yeah, like, I thought it was real. And I literally had a dream that I went pee because I drank too much water. And I literally pissed my pants in my sleep. And I don't know what happened.
Yo, I've had some of those experiences before.
It's only happened once, and, like, once
that's
only.
Like, that it happens. Like, that... I wouldn't say that happened recently to me, but, like, I probably did that, like, one time in high school.
Really? I was like...
Yeah, like, I just, like, I just probably, like, drank too much, like, before...
Yeah,
like,
going
I
to,
went
bed
to bed
or whatever.
And then, like, I just went to sleep, but, like, in my dream, I was like, oh, I really gotta go pee, and I thought I was peeing.
Yeah, that's
but, like,
what
I wasn't peeing,
me.
And then, like, I felt, like, this warm sensation on my leg. I was like, I just pissed myself. All right, so we've narrowed it down to one option, and I think it's the first one.
Yeah, it is, but...
A really explicit sex... Was it an orgy?
No, I've never done an orgy.
What do you consider an orgy? Just like sex with more than two people?
I think
people?
It has to be more than three people, isn't it?
I thought that technically Like, you could be, like, just in a threesome that would count as an orgy.
No, threesome's threesome. Like, if threesome was an orgy, it wouldn't be called threesome. Okay. It'd be called orgy.
Okay. So you had it. So what was it?
What I'm happened? Not saying. I'm literally said we're clickbaiting this until next time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man, you don't get to hear it this time.
Oh, well, that, like, completely negates, like, my next question, which was, like, where's the craziest place you've had sex?
Oh, yeah, I can't let that. That's part of it.
That's part of it? That's so fucked. I bet it was in the back of a fire truck.
No, I wish. That would have been sweet.
Oh, man.
I can't. I don't even know if I can legally say this, though. Like, what if you blow off, like, all these people, like, start following you? And then what if one what of if them it blows was, like, up? Someone's, like, wants to hire me? And then I'm like, we heard the podcast. We know what you've done.
Why the fuck would they hire you and not the person who makes the podcast?
No, I'm saying, like, in my where I want to work. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Oh, so you think that you genuinely think it's that somebody world. Who is recruiting you is going to be like, I know what you did that one time because I heard it on this podcast that has less than, on average, 100 views and listens on every single one.
I'm just saying, like, what if all of a sudden, like, everyone starts listening to your podcast?
That'd be dope as fuck. But the fact is, they don't know your name. They don't know.
I think I introduced myself.
Yeah, they know your name is Sandra. They don't know your last name. That's true. They don't know your fucking social security number, which is probably going to be a prerequisite for what your job is. True. And they don't know your address. They don't know this. They don't know that.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, we'll leave it till next time.
Oh my god. I know you want to hear, but it's lame.
No, it's not.
What if I tell you one of my funniest sex stories?
Your funniest one?
Yeah, like the funniest one.
I could say a funny one too. Let me think about what's my
okay, I got a funny one. I think I also told this story. So basically, I was up north in this little town when I was playing junior hockey. And this is when I, like, just got back, like, to Ontario. This is, like, fresh from the move.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from Saskatchewan back to Ontario in, like, 6 months or something like that.
Yeah.
So when I was up there, like, I, of course, like, I hadn't had sex for, like, a year and a half, like, something like that, because I was just, like, I was just doing hockey, you know, I was just doing me.
And you lived in the middle of nowhere.
I lived in the middle of fucking nowhere, so obviously my dumbass hopped on Tinder, set my range to fucking maximum, because there's nothing fucking around, and then I matched with this girl, and she was from this place that was, like, an hour and 15 minutes away. God, what a fucking trek that was. So basically, like, I go over to her house, right? And, like, I don't know, like, this was, like, my first Tinder interaction because, mm-hmm. like, I had never used it before, genuinely.
Yeah.
So I get over there and I text her. I'm like, hey, I'm here, I think. And it's, like, this, like, little house.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay, just come in. And I was like, there's, like, 8 cars in the laneway. I'm not about to just walk into this house.
Yeah, literally.
And she's like, oh, okay, I'll come get you. So she comes out and she comes and gets me. And she, like, brings me in and I'm like, so basically, as soon as I walked in, it was the kitchen, and then there was the, like, stairs to go to the basement, which was her entire room, by the way. Like, her entire room was the basement.
Holy shit.
It wasn't a big house.
Okay.
So, and then, like, her entire family is in the living room, which is, like, just past the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I'm like, should I say hi and introduce myself? Like, I don't know the whole thing. And she's like, no, just come downstairs with me. I was like, weird. Another thing. As soon as I pulled up to that laneway, this is, like, one of the, like, the biggest things. I stepped out of my fucking car. It smelled like Willie fucking Nelson and Snoop Dogg were having the greatest 420 party of all time inside of her house. I opened, like, literally as I stepped closer, I was like, holy shit. This is literally a grow up. This is what it is. This is a grow up. Like, this is what we got. This is what I'm dealing with. I'm about to go to jail. I just got roped into this
whole
scheme.
Was it really hot in the house?
Hell yeah, it was. And not just because my sexy ass stepped in there.
Oh my god.
Nah, so I get in there and Jesus Christ, this thing just, like, reeked of weed. And you know, she's like, no, just come downstairs. So I go downstairs. First of all, there's no fucking door that goes to the basement. Not ideal for a Tinder person to come over, right? Especially in this small ass. Oh man, the walls were paper thin. They could probably fucking hear everything. Anyways, get downstairs and, like, we start, like, talking and shit, and then, like, you know, one thing leads to another, like, shit happens, and then, like, you know, I'm getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I go upstairs and her dad's just, like, standing there looking at me. I'm like, hey. What the fuck? That's so awkward. And then, like, I'm Josh, but I'm just about to head out. It's nice to meet you guys. And then, like, I walked around the corner and said goodbye. And then, like, her grandma is smoking a fucking blunt. And, like,
no way. Bed.
Yeah, and I'm like, God damn.
That's actually
jizz. God fucking damn. So, a few days later, and she's like, I didn't think you were the type to just, you know, hit it and leave. And I was like, you know. And I was like, oh, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm like, literally, like, not even from here. I'd live, like, an hour and 15 minutes away. Like, I'm not trying to start, yeah. like, anything.
Yeah.
But my intention was completely to just hit it and quit it. Like, oh, I was there, and at no point did I ever think to, like, develop any sort of. And keep in mind, she was, like, maybe a six. Like, maybe.
I'm a six. Like, oh, what's that supposed Sandra, to fucking
you're,
mean?
Nah, you're, like, bare minimum, like, I don't know, like.
Okay,
like
I'm saying I'm a six with makeup, so, like.
Are you wearing makeup right now?
No. Do you see how I look?
You look fine. I'd rate you, like an eight.
Okay, that's being excessive. You're just being nice.
Of course I'm being nice. I'm in front of listeners. If I really gave you a rating that actually reflected who you are, it would be like, it would be so hurtful.
See?
Exactly.
See how he is to me?
She's a two.
Fuck you.
And anyways, so this is where shit gets really fucked up. 3 days later, this is how I got the nickname Cursed Dick in the... In the squad.
Oh, God.
In the squad. So, like, this is not funny at all, actually, this part.
Yeah.
So 3 days later, she texts me, and she's like, I forget what happened. I think it was her entire, her parents and her brother got into a very bad car accident, and her parents both passed away. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's so sad. How is that funny? What was supposed to
be? That part wasn't funny. The part where I rolled up and it smelled like Willie fucking Nelson and Snoop Dogg having a great 420 party was the funny part. Oh, and the fact that it was a grow-op.
Poor girl.
I pulled up to a grow-op.
That's actually true.
I bet you it went under.
Man, I can't even laugh, though. Like, I shouldn't. Like, I feel so bad for that girl.
Yeah, of course I did. Like, I consoled her. I felt terrible about it. And then, like, the next time that I had sex, lo and behold, like, a few days later, a relative dies in that person's family too, and I get texted about it. So, bottom line is, my dick is probably cursed.
Don't have sex with Josh.
Don't have sex with Josh. That's what it comes down to. But, like, obviously, that hasn't happened every single time. It's just been really shitty bad luck, and it's super unfortunate. But, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're cursed, man.
My dick is cursed.
Okay, want to know my funny story?
Go for it.
Okay, so remember the person that you used to work with? I'm not going to say his name. That, like,
Where did you used to work?
You used to work with him.
I used to work with him?
Yeah, in, like, construction or something.
I used to work with a lot of people.
Starts with a T.
What?
Initials TP. He went to our high school, a year older.
And I worked construction. Oh shit! It just clicked in. I was thinking TP. I was like, you know, oh, what? Yeah, I remember. Now that you say it, now I remember.
First time he was gonna come over, and no one was supposed to be home. Like, no one. Everyone came home. Like, he rolls up. Everyone just rolled up right before him. So my parents are home. My sister's home. Like, her boyfriend's here. And I was like, yeah, sorry, I didn't expect anyone to be here. So, like, nothing happened that day. Because we were in the basement, but my parents were being sketchy. Like, my mom kept, like, sending my sister down to, like, see what was happening. And I was like, fuck. So, okay.
Your mom's such a sweetheart.
Nothing happened. So, then, one time, my dad was at work. My mom, like, I think she was on vacation or something. Like, they were gone. And I was like, oh, you can come over because I wasn't working that day. It was in the summer. And so, he came over. And I think he parked on the street. And I totally, like, thinking back, this could have been a total different situation. So we're in the basement.
Yeah.
We're about to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear the door.
Like, off? Or, like...
Yeah, man. Like, halfway closer off, I think.
Okay.
Literally about to do it. And then I hear the door, like, open. And I hear my dad being like, Sandra? And I was like, oh, fuck. We literally got dressed so quick. And I was like... I could have, like, played it off that he wasn't there.
Yeah, but you said...
And I was like, oh, like, yeah, 1 second, sorry. And he's like, is someone here? And I was like, yeah, Tyler's just here. We're just hanging out. We're going to take the dog for a walk. So I literally got out to us. Like, we walked the dog. And Tyler's like, this is so fucking awkward.
Oh, no.
Man, it was horrible. Like, literally.
That's so unfortunate.
Yeah. But
that's okay. I've had, oh, that reminds me of a, oh no, that reminds me of a story I had with my ex, not the most recent one, the one in high school. Oh, we were at my cottage, and do you remember my cottage?
Yeah.
Remember that big L couch that like surrounds the living room at like at the back?
Yeah.
So like we were like spooning back there, but like this is when everybody went to sleep.
Yeah.
And we were spooning there, but like obviously we were doing the dirty spoon, you know, the penetration spoon. And I was a little spoon, by the way.
Wait, what? I'm
totally fired.
So we know what Josh is into.
Yeah,
so.
We know what I'm into. No, so we were doing that, and I was literally okay. So we were just like watching TV. And you know how, like, there's, like, that hallway that, like, separates it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically. So, my mother actually came out while I was inside of her.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, go move that Coke can. Go throw it out. And I was like, I can't. And I was like, no, I'll do it later. And she's like, do it, like, right now. And I was like, I'll just do it later, Mom. Like, it still has stuff in it. I'm probably going to drink it. And she's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. And she, like, goes over and picks up. She's like, it's basically empty. And I was like, like, my dick turned soft so fast. Like, my dick literally, like...
Man.
I would love to show a visual representation of my... Like, my arm is out straight right now. This is my dick. And it inverted, dude. You ever had it? Oh. Of course, you wouldn't have had it. Has your dick inverted before?
Because yeah, all the time. It's permanently inverted, actually.
Oh, man. The sad part is, I hope my mom doesn't hear this, because, like, actually, fuck it. Mom, you already know. You probably already know. You're not
she
that ignorant.
She definitely knew what was going on.
She 100% knew. But, like, I bet you she just might have been sad at it. I don't know. Or, like, angry. I don't know that we did it under, like literally right in front of her, I guess. But, like, probably. We had a blanket on.
Yeah.
But, like, anyways, so... I literally got caught doing it, and mm-hmm. and then my mom ended up throwing out the can, and I was just like sitting there, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't. I'm out.
Oh my God.
I'm out of this.
That's actually.
Anyways, funny. that was the time that I like almost got caught, or like basically got caught. I
you
don't
did,
know.
But like,
did I get caught or did I not get caught?
Man, she definitely.
I don't really know.
Why else would she come out and tell you to move a Coke can?
I don't know.
That's what I mean. She definitely
See,
knew.
In my mind, I was like, how can I play this off that, like, I could probably, like, scheme my way out of this? I was like, there's like, a 0% chance that I'll be able to, like, pull up my pants subtly, like, while I'm having this conversation and remove the blanket without revealing what's underneath on her side.
Oh, true.
Because she was in front of me, right? So I would have literally had to, like, get off and, like, make it not obvious that, like, I'm hiding
her
lower half.
Wait, I thought
you
were in front of her.
Yeah, no Vaseline either. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Fucking ridiculous. Blood everywhere. My booty hole destroyed.
Ew,
you brought it up. Fuck. Anyways, that was the story that I had. I don't know if I've had any other like close calls.
I think I've almost gotten caught so many times, to be honest.
I think you did get caught. I think I caught you one time.
Having sex?
Yeah, at after prom.
Probably.
Fuck it, probably. I don't know. What a time to be alive. That after prom was just
whack.
Stupid.
Literally, oh my God.
That I don't even want to talk about that.
We're
after
not talking
prom.
About that. It's been like what 4 years, 5 years almost. I think it's four. We're not
I
talking about.
I don't
it.
Know. I don't know. I really don't. It's been a hot minute though. That's for sure.
Like it's crazy to think that like I'm literally 21 right now.
Yo, fuck you. I turned 22 in literally 11 days. You know how sad that shit is? I feel so fucking old. I should have my pension.
What?
I literally should. I should probably, like, be getting ready to retire. Like,
Man,
thinking about my retirement plans.
For jokes, you should throw a party.
I'm waiting to see if my parents are leaving. Because they might be going to Vegas because it's my mom's birthday as well.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, like, maybe I'll go to Vegas with them. Who knows? But, like...
Or you could throw a party.
Or I could stay home and throw a party. But, like, at the same time...
Like, for good time's sake. Because, like, we were just talking about all the memories.
Okay, I'm not trying to have a fucking fuck fest inside my house, okay?
Not my parties. Your parties. We're not redoing my party.
My parties literally end up being, like, all the boys come over super early and we day drink, but, like, we aggressive day drink, so none of us make it out at night, like, ever. When we've never been able to. And then, like, by the time the girls get there, like, 6 hours later, we're, like, I got people laying on the couch, passed out. I got people on the back deck just, like, laying under the sun. I got, man, all the boys just aggress way too drinking.
Way too what?
I think I just had an aneurysm.
Man, do you know how many times I stuttered, like, while talking?
No, but, like, I literally just... I just had an aneurysm.
Oh, that's good.
Take me to the hospital.
I think you're good, man.
No, the amount of times that we've been aggressively drinking and just not good.
Have a normal party where they come over like maybe 2 hours.
Hell no. If my parents are gone on...
Throw a daytime party. That'll be cool.
That's the issue. I always do daytime parties and then we get fucking destroyed and obliterated and we can't do anything. Anyways, my birthday's on a fucking Monday. Who wants to go out on Monday?
Dollar beers, bro.
Or Molly Blooms.
I thought Molly Blooms was Sundays.
I thought it was karaoke on Mondays.
I don't know. I haven't been out in so long, honestly.
I can't remember. I don't know. I don't go out enough to really give a shit anymore.
I'm so sick of the bars of London, like in London.
Yeah.
Like, it's... I'm sorry,
but... I'm just sick of, like, going out. Like, I just want to, like... Hi, buddy. Hey, Athos.
Yeah, Athos, you want to say something to the camera? Yeah, that's a good one.
No, he just came to sit on my lap, eh, bud?
Isn't he so cute?
You can hear his breathing.
Can you actually?
Yeah. Hey, buddy. Okay, for anybody who doesn't know, Athos is this fucking massive... What kind of...
He's a Shiloh Shepherd.
A Shiloh Shepherd, but he's an all-black Shiloh Shepherd. So this motherfucker looks like a wolf. Yeah. Like, straight up a timber wolf.
Look up a black wolf, and that's basically what he looks like.
Honestly.
But he's a gentle giant. Like, he's
very gentle. I mean, like, he tries to be gentle, but, like, he's, like... Him trying to be gentle is like jumping up on me or like attacking me and then like bumping into me and me be like, oh fuck, okay, I just got hit by an 80-pound Mack truck, like a miniature truck.
Man, the worst is when he like leans into you and you're off balance.
Yeah, and you're like, oh shit, dude, you weigh like fucking like half of my body weight.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's huge. He's a fucking unit.
I think I already told Josh this, but literally that stuffed animal that I gave him, like my dog's obsessed with this like cheetah, maybe it's a jaguar, I don't really know. But like normally he destroys his toys like within a week. He's had this for a couple of months now and like he just loves it, like he won't ruin it. But I literally gave him that toy to like destroy because my ex gave it to me like for Valentine's Day and I was like, I'm 21, I'm sorry, I don't actually want a stuffed animal. I've never been that type of girl to be like, oh, I want a stuffed like teddy bear.
Mm.
But like, yeah, he literally loves it, so I can't destroy it. And if I take it away from him, he gets pissed.
Damn. I hope he does destroy it, but it doesn't look like it because he's cuddling with it right now. He's literally snuggled up with it.
He puts his like head on it too.
Yeah, he's a good boy. Athos, you a good boy?
Loki's tiny compared to him.
Of course Loki's tiny. Loki's fucking 12 pounds. Loki's literally like a little slipper.
Man, he was so cute when you first brought him over when he was a puppy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
My background is him. It's literally just him, just being a puppy in front of the Christmas tree. I love my dog. I love all dogs, but I love my dog specifically because he's mine.
It's your dog. No shit. That's like me being like, I love Athos the most too.
Yeah, of course. I love Athos too.
I know. He's always like already eight, and I'm really sad. I wish dogs could
be. I haven't really eaten anything like today. I ate like a little bowl of pasta, but I also didn't go to the gym, so I think I'm just not gonna eat. I'm just gonna go to the gym tomorrow.
Well, I think you can eat still. Like you probably
no.
Because then you're gonna feel weaker if you go to the gym tomorrow without food.
Yeah, but I don't eat like a lot of carbs, so like when I did eat that pasta, like I feel like I could probably
but, like even drink like a protein shake or something before you go to bed.
Nah. Oops. Like my protein farts be keeping me up at night. They do not smell good.
Really?
Yeah. They ain't good.
I liked mine, but mine's like
You like your protein farts?
Oh, you said farts? I thought you said, like, just your protein.
No, I said my protein farts don't smell good. When I'm trying to be it, when I'm trying to lay down in bed and, like, I toot and it smells bad. It smells really fucking bad.
You
know it's bad
when you can, like, smell your own farts.
Of course it is. If you can, you know your own brand is, like, really, really bad if you can smell it. Like, yeah. If you can't smell it, you're like, oh, my brand isn't that bad today. But, like, if you can fucking smell it, you know that that shit reeks.
Getting you protein, man.
No, it's not the protein's fault. It's my digestive system that's fucked. I can't digest anything properly.
Maybe you shouldn't, like, is yours, like, whey-based? Like, is it, like, milk-based?
Yes.
Then maybe switch from that. Like, are you lactose intolerant?
No. I mean, everybody is a little bit, but...
Yeah. Like, my friend, like, he could never have protein with milk in it because it just, like, killed his stomach.
Really?
Yeah, so he had to get the, like, shitty, like... Actually, no, his wasn't that
like
bad.
Like a vegan brand? I used to do Vega.
Really? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was plant-based. I didn't mind the flavor
of
Vega. I didn't mind it. I thought it was okay. Like, it wasn't the worst thing in the world that I've ever had.
Man. So, I'm literally debating. Do you think I should, like... So there's this guy at the gym. I told you about him, right? Like the gym attendant that I keep embarrassing myself.
Yeah, that you keep falling in front of. Yes.
I don't fall. Like I tripped once, and then I just like can't talk to him. Like I literally, I don't know why, but there's like a thing. If I find people really attractive, I can't speak to them.
Damn, I'm hella ugly then. Bitch, we've been talking for an hour and 5 minutes. Fuck you, mean. Damn, okay, everybody listening, just know I'm fucking ugly, apparently, man, who knows?
I don't mean it like that, I just mean, like, we're friends, so it's different.
That's so fucked up. Nah, I'm a whole snack, I know that. I'm, like, I'm not even a snack, I'm, like, the whole fucking restaurant, I'm the whole buffet. Shit, nobody, man. I'm gonna find that one person who cannot get enough of me, and who just wants to keep
that's
going
yourself,
back for more.
That's yourself, man.
Hell yeah, it is, but, like, I'm the cook there. I'm the chef. I'm everything. I am that brand of restaurant. Oh, and I just need to find that one person to come in and be like, this is it. This is where I'm staying for the rest of my life. The food's too good. Company's too good. I love it here. Like, this is my home.
Man, I want your confidence. That's my resolution. For 2020.
2020, gain my confidence?
Yeah, I want confidence like Josh.
You know what I do every single morning that, like, actually really helps me out? I look myself in the mirror, like, when I wake up at whatever fucking time. I didn't do it this morning.
This guy tells me he wakes up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I do. I wait, like, literally before I go into the shower.
Yeah.
I look myself in the mirror, and before, I don't even look at my phone as soon as I wake up. Like, I hear my alarm, I turn it off, I move out of bed, and I go to the mirror, and I don't touch my phone for an hour and a half until I go to the gym.
I'm total opposite.
Yeah. I feel like as soon as you touch your phone, it's game over.
Okay, but also you wake up at 4 a.m., so you know you won't have notifications. Like, who's going to talk to you at 4 a.m.?
I actually have hella notifications just because of how active my social media is outside of my personal.
Yeah, sorry. I'm like, no one talks to me, so like...
Yeah. Well, I'll text you at 4 a.m., and then you can wake up to have a notification if you feel better. How about that? So I wake up, and I look myself in the mirror, and I tell myself that I'm great, and I'm valuable, and I will do great things today.
Really?
And that's the first thing that I do as soon as I wake up.
Do you say it out loud or do you say it in your head?
I say it out loud.
Really?
Yeah. I literally close the door, turn on the light, I look at myself in the mirror, and I say, you are great. You are going to do great things today, and you are worth more than what you have been giving. And if you keep going the way you're going, you will get what you deserve.
Yeah, I'll try
It won't be, like, the same script every single time.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be, like, different things to just, like, hype you up. Be like, yo... Your eyes be looking mad sparkly today or something like that. Like, or like, I'll turn around and be like, damn, your thickness right now, Josh, your slim thickness, looking fucking A1. Like, sometimes it'll be something silly like that, or sometimes it'll be something more along the line. Like, if I'm having a bad day or a bad night or what have you, I will, like, wake up the next morning and I'll tell myself things get better. Like, you know, life has its ups and downs. And unfortunately, yesterday was not the greatest day, but today... It's going to be a great one.
Yeah.
And I try to live my life like that as of recent, especially as of recent.
Yeah, that's a good way to, like...
Like, I've always had confidence, though. I mean, like...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I've always been, like, that loud mouth, like, class clown, I guess. But, like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck you. How would you explain me? When you first met me, was I a dick? Would you look at me, like, if you were back in your high school self, would you look at me? Actually, don't answer that because I knew you had a crush on me in grade 10. Okay, don't answer that. By the way, guys,
Okay, stop.
She had a crush on me back in grade 10. Ah ha ha.
Hey. He treated me so poorly, and apparently that's what I'm into.
Oh, so. No. Okay, come on now. I didn't even treat you poorly. I just made jokes. I made jokes, and then you like took the fall for us, and you talked about, oh, you treat me so poorly. Like, no, I didn't. I really didn't. It's Man. Not like I came in there mocking you. Like, I was just like,
you did. You literally did. You'd be like, what's up, five head? Like,
every That's day. That's such bullshit.
You did.
What, you think first day I walked in?
It's four. And then he would literally try to, like, cram his whole hand on my forehead. And he would, like...
Still, it still fits.
No, man, no. It's go from the eyebrow to the top of the hairline. You have a five head.
Hell yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I embrace
exactly.
that shit. I also have a receding hairline. God damn, my shit be... I got a LeBron head. LeBron's head would be like... No, I've always had, like, a widow peak, but, like, my widow peak has gotten just, like, way worse.
Yo, do you think you're gonna bald, like...
Do you think I'm gonna bald, like...
Like, when you're, like, in your 50s, like, do you think you'll be partially bald?
I think I'll get, like, my dad, where my hair will get, like, so thin. Mm. But, like, I'll still have, like, a full head of hair, but it'll just be, like, really thin.
Yeah.
I think that's what'll happen to me. But, like, I don't think I'm gonna go, like, bald.
Yeah, my ex literally told me he's getting a hair transplant because he knows he's gonna get, bald by... Like,
it's honestly a viable solution. A lot of men are, like, super self-conscious about it. I know that I am, too. Like, that's why I wear hats a lot.
Yeah.
To go out and stuff like that. Like, I'll always wear my toque because, like, I don't like my side profile because, like, if you see it, like, especially, like, from this side, like, you can see my widow's peak, like, pretty badly. But, like, oh, well. Like, shit fucking happens. You know what I mean?
You can't do anything. Like, it's literally genetic.
Like, now, honestly, like, what? Like, what, because some asshole hit the genetic lottery and I didn't? I'm going to be, like, like, not have confidence because of it? Like, nah. I'll figure out ways to work around it, you know, a.k.a. a toque.
I need to, like, figure out how to, like, not hate myself every single day.
Well, first of all, you got to start off by getting a hair transplant.
Fuck you.
Moving down your hairline.
I'm getting front bangs again.
First of all, you need to grow your bangs back or get them back because, goddamn, that shit be huge.
Wow.
Back to the question. Like, if we were back in high school, like, what was, like, your first impression of me?
A hockey boy. Like, just, like, a typical, like...
A douche?
Not, like, a full douche.
Like, a half douche?
Like...
Am I still a douche? I just don't have... I just, like... I just speak. Okay. Am I still... Honestly, am I a douche? Was I a douche when you met me?
No, like... I don't think so. Like, I just think you were very typical. Like, you had that hockey boy ego, but you were funny. Like, we could, like, hang out, and it was fine. If you were a douche, I probably wouldn't have hung out with you.
Hmm.
But, like, yeah.
Typical, I had an
like,
ego?
Yeah, you still have an ego. What do you mean?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, listen. I don't have an ego.
I'm hurting his ego right now.
You are hurting my ego right now. My ego is huge, and it's easy to hurt because it's so big.
You literally just admitted it.
No, I really, like, I have an ego with, like, some things. With, like, when I'm, like, in a competitive, like, setting, I'm super competitive, and I have an ego about that.
See, I'm not a competitive person.
I'm super competitive.
I'm really not.
Like, if it's anything, I'll, like, oh, dude. Me and my brother just, like, butt heads so much because, like, both of us are so similar in the fact that, like, we have, like, this competitive aspect that was...
Yeah.
My mother, super competitive. My father, super competitive.
Yeah.
But, like, my brother and I, we got, like, both of their competitive genes. And, like, we just, like, fucking butt heads no matter what.
That's jokes. I don't know why I'm not a competitive person. Like, never have I been really competitive. Like, I just didn't have that drive for it.
I just, like, I find competition in everything. Like, the way that I look at things, like, I just, like, have competition in everything. Like, for example, like, when I'm doing this podcast, for example, I'm like, I know there are other podcasts out there, but I think my podcast is way better than yours.
You do?
Yeah, I do. That's my competitiveness. But, like, outside of my podcast, and I'm actually doing a comparison, I could be like, you know what? This is why theirs is successful and mine's not. But in, like, when I'm doing it, I'm like, why isn't this shit blowing up? Because, like, I think it's great.
But you also have to think of, like, most people who do podcasts already had, like, a name beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
See, I just built everything from, like, the ground up. I'm actually really proud of, like, what I did, like, outside of, like, my personal. And a lot of people still don't know that, like, that I do, like,
podcast?
Like, no, not even podcasts, just like video games and like I can't. Yeah, I didn't know about that
until
it.
You told me.
Like, nobody knows that I like stream. Like, not a lot of people know that like I do a bunch of things. Not a lot of people know that I've just picked up playing an instrument, learning the fucking kalimba.
Why the kalimba?
Because it just sounds nice to me. Like, it's just like, I just like, I learned Twinkle Twinkle the other day, like completely. True. So like, I know all the keys to hit. I'm like, it's just, I don't know. A lot of people just, I want to do everything.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to, like, do everything.
I'm jealous because at least you like stepped up and did this. Like, I feel like there's so many people who like want to do stuff like podcasts and everything. But, like, I don't know. I could never. I always wanted to do vlogs. Like, I love, like...
I literally just want a selfie Finsta stick.
Like,
yeah.
You know, my Finsta vlogs? Like, I love doing those. They're shit. But, like...
But you enjoyed it. So, yeah, why'd you stop it? Yeah, it was so fun. What, did you get self-conscious at it?
No, they're on my Finsta. I didn't care. I just didn't have time. Like...
You don't have time to vlog? It's literally pulling out your phone and recording what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, but I also have, like, a shitty phone. Like, if I had my iPhone 8, then maybe it'd be different. But I still, like, stuck with a 6S.
Oh. Well, like... I mean, if it makes you happy to do it, you should do it. That's the way that I just look at things. Like, literally, so many people are so fucking negative and, like, so judgmental of other people.
Yeah.
And it's just like, bro, take a step back and realize that, like, your life is 400 trillion to one. Like, the fact you're even here is a fucking miracle.
That's so true.
You literally hit the lottery, like, exponentially by even being fucking born into this world and being healthy. Like, why are you guys, like, not trying things and doing things that, like, could potentially make you happy? Maybe they fucking suck. Like, I want to get into fashion and, like, I want to, like, do, like get people to take photos of me. I want to get into, like, photography and shit.
Yeah.
And just do, like, the whole content creation thing. Like, do the whole nine yards. But, like, if I don't like the fashion part, then fuck it. At least I can say I tried.
That's true.
I might look stupid doing it, but, like, whatever. Who the fuck do I care?
Yeah, exactly.
What do I care about? Like, what the fuck's going to happen? Like... Fucking Timmy in the comment section is going to be like, oh, you look stupid, bro. I'll be like, yeah, but fuck you, Timmy. I don't give a shit. At least I tried it. What the fuck have you done?
Yeah, fuck
nothing.
You,
Timmy. You went to school and got a job. That's not even what your degree is for. And you're going to be living a mediocre fucking life. Suck my balls. Let me do what I want. You know what I mean? That's the kind of attitude that I have towards
these
people.
I love how you start, like, building everyone up. You're like, you know, you're, like, so lucky to be alive, like, whatever you're doing. And then now you're like, oh, you went to fucking school? Fuck you, Timmy. Like,
no, well, I'm not saying that. Like, if it makes you fucking happy, it makes you happy. But if it makes you miserable and you're just, like, you're deflecting and focusing all your anger onto me because of your insecurities, then fuck you.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, why the fuck, like...
You're only calling me a five head because you're actually jealous of my forehead. That's why.
I'm jealous of your fucking hairline. Absolutely.
My
no, but like when people like genuinely like say hurtful things, it is their insecurities and their shortcomings in life that are like coming to fruition and like just coming to the brim and is like so close to exploding that like they are trying to empty their cup and take you with it because they see you trying to do what you can to make you happy and they're not doing the right steps to do that for themselves.
Yeah.
So it just comes out in a way that it will seem like they don't like you and they're trying to tear you down and shit. And I just have empathy for them, honestly. I can understand it because I've been upset and I looked at people sometimes and I've been in that place where I've been judgmental and be like, I fucking hate this guy because he drives a fucking like M5 or some bullshit. Yeah. And like he's living a good life and he's happy because I probably wasn't at the time.
Yeah.
But like now that I look at it and I'm like, dude, I just want to try things out. I just want to see what genuinely makes me happy and do what I want.
Yeah, it's so true.
That's it. Anyways, I think that's the end of the podcast. We'll leave it on a happy note because I feel like if I keep talking, it's just going to get rambling. And then like we're going to go downhill because I'm going to say some stupid shit. And then we're leaving it off on a cliffhanger because Sandra still hasn't told us our best story.
That way you have to bring me back on the podcast unless everyone hates me. Do can people review it? Like, can they like...
Yeah, I have 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Like the only like.
Can they leave like comments about it or like?
Like
I don't
they
know how it
they
works.
Can leave comments about the podcast as a whole, but like not like a whole like, not just like a segment.
Oh, okay. I still think that you should like think about like recording your podcast, or like even putting little clips in it. Like you say how like you want to start vlogs and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can even start like you can put like a clip of you recording. Like, if you're doing that during the day, like, while you're vlogging, you could put a clip of, like, what it is. Because that, like, promotes it as well.
I probably could. I could probably do, like, a bunch of content.
I don't know,
with this. I could split this up into so many different segments and just, like, have, like, a little clip to just, like, post and be like, Yeah, this is my podcast. Go have a listen. Anyways,
okay, sorry. I also talk a lot, so like I'm just gonna shut up.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been talking straight for like the last 10 minutes.
Man, and you cut me off. Yeah, because he cuts me off every single time. I'm not even done a story, and you're like, oh yeah, well, you just like start talking.
It's because I don't value your opinion whatsoever.
Yeah, fuck you.
Anyways, happy to have Sandra aboard for this. This was actually really fun. I enjoyed this conversation. Started off like really interesting. And then, like, we kind of turned into, like, this inspirational Fitspo
couple. Yeah, we just went all over the place.
We do. It's been great, though. Yeah, I hope you guys, like, enjoyed this podcast. And I'll probably be making another one soon. Like, I just want to get back into this, like, me making podcasts, like, every fucking day. But, like, I don't make podcasts every day. Like, maybe, like, every, like, couple of days when I, like, have people to interview and, like, talk about stuff.
If you want me back, give this... I don't know.
Five stars. Fuck it, guys. She's coming back anyways, whether you like it or not. Yeah, and she's going to tell us this story, and it's going to be great. Anyways, love you all, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Later.
How long are your podcasts?
Oh, I didn't even stop.